Habitat for Humanity of Greater Fort Wayne is set to kick off its 2022 build season with big goals set for this year in that they hope to build a record amount of homes over the course of the next several months and really hoping to give a big boost to one section of the Summit City. To talk more about that, we say good morning to Haley Bose, who is the development manager for Habitat for Humanity of Greater Fort Wayne. Good morning, Haley.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Thank you, Haley, for joining us. How many homes are Habitat for Humanity of Fort Wayne hoping to build this year? I know it's a lofty goal compared to the number of homes built in the years past.
Sure. So our build season starts tomorrow, and we have a goal to build 19 homes this year.
And how does that compare to the number of homes built within the past several years? I know that's almost, like, wouldn't that be about almost a triple amount or even almost five times as many as previous years?
Yeah, it would. So in 2019, we built three homes. And then 2020, we did seven. Last year, we did 12. And so this year, we were going to do 15, and we decided, why not just bump it up to 19?
It's definitely a lofty goal for sure. And the other big thing about this build season is the homes this year are all being built in a particular sector of Fort Wayne in the likes of the city's southeast quadrant. What went into the decision-making in really focusing on that area to put all these new homes in?
Yeah, so the past couple of years, we've been having a lot of partnerships, specifically in the southeast part of Fort Wayne. So Bridge of Grace was one of the large partnerships. We're working with Vincent Village this year also. We're just really excited. The need is so large in the southeast part of Fort Wayne right now. It's large everywhere, but particularly down in the southeast side. So we found the need. We're working with the city of Fort Wayne as well for all of these open lots and just providing affordable homes in the southeast part of Fort Wayne, trying to break the generational gaps and providing home ownership opportunities to those that probably wouldn't have had the opportunity previously.
Now, when you say the goal this year is to build 19 homes in southeast Fort Wayne, I got to ask, if that goal is achieved over the course of the next several months and if Mother Nature plays nights and lets build season continue to go deep into the fall, does the number of homes in the likes of the goal, does that go up for years to come? And does the focus stay within southeast Fort Wayne?
So our strategic goal was to be up at 20 homes per year starting next year and making that our new average. So next year our goal is 20, and we're hoping to kind of stick around that 20 homes per year as the need grows. We'll see what happens. But yes, the hope is to stick in the southeast part of Fort Wayne until those needs are met, and then we'll go to the next area.
Now, the kickoff event for Habitat for Humanity of Greater Fort Wayne does kick off tomorrow morning at 7:30 a.m. So, Haley, if somebody wants to come out and join and help you guys kick off the event, where is it taking place tomorrow morning?
So tomorrow morning, we are at 441 East Creighton Avenue. Like you said, the press conference will start at 7:30 a.m., and then we start at 8 a.m. building. And we do have some volunteer opportunities this week open for construction volunteers. So if they're interested, they can go to habitatgfw.com, so habitatgreaterfortwayne.com, and they can sign up to volunteer. No experience is ever necessary. You just have to be 16 years old to be out on our build site.
Now, when it comes to build season in general, also something else that's coming up really quick. I'm kind of putting you on the spot with this one. We're not that far away from Women Build kicking off this season.
Yeah.
Talk real quick about what Women Build entails and how that's one of the biggest times of the year for Habitat.
Yeah, so we kind of changed the Women Build season this year. We're starting on May 4th, so in 2 weeks we kick off that. And we're doing Women Build Wednesdays this year. So instead of doing a six-week campaign, we're stretching it throughout the entire build season. So the women teams have an opportunity to see the whole home building process. So every Wednesday from May through September, we'll have groups of five women, up to 10, come out for the morning and then 10 for the afternoon. And they get to work alongside their best friends, their coworkers. And it's just a really empowering time for them. It's all women on the build site doing all of the hard work. And it's a great fundraiser opportunity also. So each team is $250 for the team of five. And all of those funds from the fundraising go directly back into our mission. So you know that anything that you're doing with Women Build, you're directly supporting our partner families.
Of course, all of this information is available online at habitatgfw.com. Once again, that's habitatgfw.com. Haley Bose is the development manager for Habitat for Humanity of Greater Fort Wayne. Haley, thank you so much for taking time out of your morning and talking with us.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Podcasts by Federated Media.